I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Transom Podcast. Kate O'Connell is a radio producer who studied at our nine-week story workshop in Woods Hole. She's also a nurse in an emergency room at a hospital in Queens, New York. When the coronavirus pandemic began to explode in the U.S., and especially in New York City, I reached out to Kate to see how she was and how things were at work. The email she sent was so honest and revealing that we asked if she might want to record it. She did. Up now, the first in a series, Pandemic ER, Notes from a Nurse in Queens, by Kate O'Connell.
Hey, Sam. How are you? It's been very, very hairy at work. I am seeing things I cannot believe. It's like we're running a MASH unit, but without the blood and guts. It's all airway, airway, airway. When I left work today after seeing the next shift coming on, I looked at all my colleagues just hustling. It's just now getting easier to recognize each other as we are all wearing N95 respirator masks covered by paper surgical masks all day. And I felt such absolute tenderness for everyone. I felt like, hey, be safe. I want to see you again. When people read about Italy, how there aren't enough vents to go around, what they don't know is that factored into that equation is anyone, young or old, needing that vent has gone through a frightening series of degradations in their ability to breathe. Not everyone who is SOB, short of breath, and having difficulty breathing is unconscious. There is nothing worse, nothing for me as a nurse, than to see a person struggling to breathe and to listen to the docs telling them, "We may need to protect your airway. This involves sedating you and putting a tube down your windpipe and letting a ventilator do the work of breathing for a while." And they're just looking at you terrified. They can't talk because they can barely breathe. Their eyes say it all. More than running a sprinted marathon, more than lifting 300 pounds, the work of breathing, when it is compromised, is the most physically exhausting work a body can do. Our ER has been divided into areas as best they can, with the non-COVID area getting smaller by the minute. Today, our entire critical hallway, all the trauma rooms, the regular ER, the fast-track area, the observation area, were all just sick COVID patients who need oxygen and monitoring, several of whom are vented and waiting for ICU beds. Ideally, if we can stabilize a person on a non-rebreather 100% O2 mask or with BiPAP and prevent intubation and venting, that is a win. Our hospital's giant two-story lobby has been transformed into a fever clinic, where people get a COVID test and are educated, lectured, about how to manage symptoms at home. They are the walking well. They may be sick and febrile, but they should be okay at home. The area where we're seeing non-COVID emergency patients is an old ER waiting room, tricked out with recliners, stretchers, and room dividers. So I had a guy who was crushed by an 800-pound piece of elevator machinery today. He's okay, a bright spot in a sea of misery. People still need the ER for those kinds of emergencies, heart attacks, strokes, seizures, etc. We have a nurse outside, literally out in the cold, doing initial triage on people coming in by car or walking. She splits the flow. If they have COVID symptoms and can walk, they go to the fever clinic. If they are unlikely to have COVID or here for an obvious non-COVID emergency, they go to the old waiting room. If they have COVID or high suspicion of COVID and they're short of breath, they go to the main ER. But yet still, even amidst all this chaos, people still show up at triage complaining of headache they've had for over a year. Or I had the classic guy this morning who was so angry about how long everything was taking. I was like, "Sir, we usually would have four docs to cover this area. Today we have one, because all the docs are on the other side of that wall taking care of very sick patients with COVID-19. He said, "People don't get that sick. It's not that bad a virus. Everyone's exaggerating." Now, is Kate O'Connell going to take out all her rage on this insensitive nudnik who, as far as Kate, in her non-nursing hat, is concerned, can fuck right off and just keep fucking off until he comes to a sign that says, "Do not fuck off beyond this gate," and then go ahead, sir, and open that gate and go to town, tra-la-la-la-la, and just keep fucking off into eternity? No. She's going to stick her tongue out at him behind her mask and apologize for the long delay and let him know she's doing everything she can to get him out of there quickly so he can go back to his couch and watch this not-such-a-big-deal TV pandemic spreading across the nation. Lucky that right now my hospital has enough PPE, personal protective equipment. I have a spare N95 mask, and today I got issued another at the start of shift, so I'm glad I have my own as a backup in case they run out. Reusing an N95 mask? Ha! I would have failed nursing school if I had ever condoned that. But these are strange days, guaranteed to get stranger hourly for the next several weeks. As I left work today, I heard the second overhead call within 10 minutes, 10, about a notification arriving. That's when EMS has phoned ahead to alert us to a critical patient on the way. I passed by the room where the first one went. An intubation was already in progress, and I saw EMS come flying in with the second note. I just looked at my manager like, "Do you need me to stay?" She said, "Go, just go, but please come back. This is just the beginning." I'm back in tomorrow, and math being math-like, it will be exponentially worse. I'm sad to see so many really sick patients, and I have a new fearful sadness of seeing my colleagues being overwhelmed and unable to do their best work because the circumstances just will not allow it. These are complicated feelings. XOXO, Cato.
That was Cate O'Connell, ER nurse and radio producer in Queens. We've asked Cate if she might want to keep sending us audio letters so that we can continue to hear what's happening at one of the centers of the outbreak. She's agreed to do that. We'll post updates as frequently as we get them. We set up a post on Transom called Pandemic ER, Notes from a Nurse in Queens. Feel free to head over there to post a comment or send Cate a note. I'm Samantha Brown, Transom's managing editor. Transom is funded by the National Endowment for the Arts and by people like you. Thanks for listening. Be safe.